following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Welcome to turn 124 of A Worthy Opponent, a podcast based on the Blizzard game Hearthstone. I can say that all now without looking at my notes. Only took me 124 turns. I'm Black Lace, and in the studio with me tonight is Adamsbane.
This ancient was banned from the local tavern after tucking a Dr. Boom up its sleeve.
It'd be forbidden, would it not?
Yes.
Forbidden Ancient, which is like really weak if you look at it. A 1/1.
No,
one,
it's not.
Okay. One casting cost, 1/1 creature. But wait, there's more. The battle cry is if you spend all your mana, you get +1/+1 for each mana spent. So if you hold it in your hand till you have 10 mana, it's an 11/11 creature.
Yeah, the druid could have more than that, right?
If you have those, will that work that way? I guess.
I don't see why not.
No.
But it would be a terrible way.
No, I don't think so, because you have to... Well, no. No, I think... I don't think you can use it, because you have to cast that as a spell. Can you have 12? Or does it vanish out? If you cast the card that gives you 2 mana on your turn, and you already have 10, doesn't it just stay at 10? I don't play a druid, so I don't know.
I'll have to find the spell.
You will have to. You have to do that. Okay, so... This week, we don't have a lot to talk about. We didn't get any emails. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. So we have the brawls to talk about, which was the balls of spiders. Spiders, spiders everywhere. Lots of
They're
spiders.
Not balls of spiders?
Well, a ball of spiders. Great balls of spiders. Great spidery balls. Spiders, spiders everywhere. Help me out of here. Autumn's vein talk.
Spiders, spiders everywhere.
Yes. So did you play this? And did you play
it
a lot?
Of course I did.
Did you play it a lot?
I played it enough to win some daily quests.
I played it for every quest I had during the whole week. I won probably about 14 or 15 of them. But then I lost a lot too, so we won't talk about how many I lost and how many hours it takes to win 14 or 15. Because everybody's got such good decks lately, and even in the brawls I was having trouble with getting crap hands. So I don't know, maybe I'm just a crappy player, but I still have
maybe.
Fun. You're always on my side. Always on my side. So we don't have a lot of news tonight. The big news of this week is the cards that are going to be disenchantable for additional dust are not going to be after tomorrow. It'll be toned down a little bit. And I am looking now for those cards because I just had them and I just lost them.
Did you lose them?
Actually, no. I'm just looking in the wrong place.
Because I could tell you what they are.
I can tell you. You want to share?
No, that's all right. It's just a list. You could read the list.
Okay, fine. Basically, the classic cards which receive changes with Whispers of the Old Gods can only be disenchanted for full crafting value until tomorrow, May 10th, General Mountain Time, which is minus 7, which is, I guess, Pacific Time. I don't know. Anyway, those cards are as follows. Ancient of Lore, Force of Nature, Keeper of the Grove, Iron Beak Owl, Big Game Hunter, Blade Flurry, Knife Juggler, Leper Gnome, Arcane Golem, Molten Giant, and Master of Disguise. So as of tomorrow, May 10th, they will be disenchanted for their full crafting value, and then the crafting value will change, as will what you get for it if you dust it. So they're suggesting, basically, the suggestion is to disenchant these cards if you're not currently using them. You can always dust and or craft them again if you need them, but if you don't need them, you might be better off using the dust and making something you can play with. So these are all the cards that we spoke about last week, pretty much, that had big buffs or little small buffs to them.
You mean nerfs?
Nerfs.
Not buffs.
Nothing got
nerfs.
Buffed. Yeah, they don't buff cards. They just nerf cards.
Right. So anyway, the spell we were talking about, I was having problems with my UI, is called Innervate. It's a zero casting cost and gives you 2 mana crystals.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you could ever have more than 10. Like you were saying. So.
Correct.
It doesn't say that's give what you 2 mana. It says, so it could probably never be more than 10-10, unless you buff it afterwards. Still, that's
but you can, because
feature.
You've already cast it. Yes, because once you cast it, you've used your mana.
Correct.
Right.
So you can buff it like the next turn is what I meant.
Well, with other spells. Yeah. But yeah.
In any event.
11-11 is something pretty tough to come out, so.
Yeah, all of this forbidden stuff is pretty crazy.
It is. It's fun. It's kind of fun.
Squazy, I say.
Right.
Fun, but crazy.
Okay. So, fun and craziness. We will actually start talking about cards like we used to do. Many, many moons ago.
We used to?
We did. We used to get new sets out, and then we talk about them card by card, and give our thoughts on them. So why don't we do that? Start with the, I didn't play with anybody's deck this week. I just played with the decks that they provided. So people, send me your decks.
You know, that's been kind of fun, though.
It has.
I've been trying the different recipes, and I used all of my dust to craft 2 legends to play the Hunter version, Whispers of
Death.
Really? And it doesn't win a lot. It's fun to play, and it can win really big, but I have not won a lot with it.
So did you, I mean,
I won
have
like
these...
2 in a row, and I'm like, oh, this is really great, and then I lost like 4 in a row, but...
Did you have Giant Sandworms?
Giant Sandworms?
Yeah, that's an awesome card. It's a Hunter card.
I crafted a Giant Sandworm the first week.
Oh, yeah, because I've got 2 of them.
Just
they're
to
awesome.
Have one. And I crafted, what was the other one? The other, the one that calls out all 3 companions. So
Call of the Wild.
Yeah, so I crafted those 2, and then I saved my dust, and I knew I had enough for 2 legends. And I wasn't sure which legend I wanted to craft. And then I went to make that deck, and I was like, oh, I'm missing 2 cards. Oh, they're both legends. What the hell? I've been holding this mana for weeks. I might as well just spend it. There'll be more. Because you know the next 42 packs I buy are going to be all dust anyway.
Yeah. So that would have been... Did you craft the princess?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, well, we're not talking about hunters. Unless you want to talk about hunters first and then go to druids. Go out of order. We could do that.
We can if you want.
You're already talking about it.
Well, just because I'm talking about it doesn't mean we got to talk about it.
Okay, we'll probably get to it anyway. No. We'll talk about druids first, and then we'll probably get to it. But I've been playing those decks too. But as I said last week, I was a little disappointed because I deleted my Murloc Shaman deck to try something new. And then when I went back, because the Old Gods came out, they removed that particular recipe. So I lost the recipe, and they don't have a Murloc Shaman deck anymore.
I have to do a little shout out here to our loyal fan. I'm sorry. One of our 4 loyal fans, no, just kidding.
Oh.
Ringo says in the chat room that he drove 350 miles today just to be home in time for our podcast and to be in the chat room.
Oh, Ringo, you rock. That is pretty awesome. All right.
So.
Okay, this show is dedicated to Ringo.
Druids.
Now I got to get back to my page. Okay, so druids, as you said, you already did. The Forbidden Ancient, that is the first, that's the 1 mana casting cost for the druid. And there's only 1 card that's a 1 mana casting cost, and it is that epic, Forbidden Ancient.
Which nobody's going to use 1 mana on it ever, anyway.
Nope.
That would be silly.
That would be very sad. But go for it.
Go for what?
Go for the next one.
Okay. Oh, we didn't want to give any kind of critique on that card? I think it's pretty awesome.
I thought we already did.
Okay.
Because it's pretty awesome.
I said it was awesome. You said it's awesome. Let's move on. Mark of Yasharj. Mark of Yasharj. Mark of Yash. You know that card that's two casting costs. Mark of Yasharj. Anyway, give a minion +2/+2. Hey, isn't there a warrior spell that gives a bonus to Yasharj minions?
I don't know.
Oh, no. That's charge minions. Never mind.
Jeez. They're Yasharj. Your charge minions. Never mind. Go ahead. Talk about the card.
Okay. So it's a two casting cost spell, and it is called, I said what it was called, give a minion +2/+2. If it's a beast, draw a card. Now, they've been sprinkling little beast type spells in the Druid collection for the past couple of expansions, haven't they?
Yeah, in fact.
One here, one there.
Yeah. The next one that I'm going to talk about is like wicked awesome if you play it right.
So I think, unless there's a recipe for it, I didn't look to see if there was one. I think I'm going to make a druid beast deck at some point.
Because
sounds
of
fun.
This Mark of the Charge?
Yeah, I don't think this card is worth anything unless you have a beast in your deck. If you're not playing with, you know, enough beasts to make this worthwhile, then I'm not going to spend 2 mana to give a minion +2/+2.
Yeah, but it's +2/+2 and draw a card.
If you
and
have...
it's only 2 mana. Yeah, but I mean,
but you only
even
draw the card
don't.
If it's a beast.
Right, but even if you don't, it's still a +2/+2 for only 2.
No, I get that. And I guess that's decent.
It's not
but...
that bad a card. I mean, if you're going to play a druid deck anyway, go for it. I think it's a decent card. I think you are not giving it its proper due. So, okay, this one
yeah,
we disagree a little bit on.
There's another one that we're going to come up to, and I'll compare it to this one without the beast aspect, and then we'll see if you rethink your answer.
Okay. I still like it for 2 mana. But anyway, I love, love, love the next card. You would think this next card was a hunter card, but it's not. 3 mana, Addled Grizzly. It's a 2/2 beast, and after you summon a minion, give it +1/+1.
Yeah.
I very often, because I don't play a druid a lot, and I was playing the druid in Brawl, so not only do I not play the druid a lot, but I am not familiar with the cards, obviously, and then Brawl, you get all the cards, so I would misplay this a lot. I think I need to try it a little bit more, because I would like cast it and then say, God damn it, I should have put my wood spinner up afterwards or something like that, because it would anything at all that you drop out there gets a +1/+1. It's better than the paladin sword that does that. I mean, it is just that's pretty awesome. Any minion you play at any time, it's not a battle cry, it's not a death rattle, it's out there, everything you summon gets a +1/+1.
Well, as long as it lives, so you hide it behind a taunt or something.
Exactly, because it's only a 2/2, but I mean, if you have, you know, if you've got it in your hand and you've got smaller creatures in your hand and you're saving it and you play it on, say, turn 6, you can pump up a lot of things and they don't lose it when it dies.
I like it, and it's rare, which is befitting for the ability, and it's a beast as well, so it can have potential synergy there. So I'm happy with this card, and
yeah, I like it.
Making me feel like I want to play Druid. I don't know if he's like playing patty cake with the tentacles or what's going on there, but anyway.
Well, I got to take one thing back. Yes, it's a bear and it's a beast, and I think hunter when I see it. But the truth of the matter is that the bear form of the Druid is the tank. The tank is the bear form. So I think that's why there are so many bears on the Druids. Because if you look at the artwork, the Mark of Yasharj, that's a bear with tentacles. The Addled Grizzly is a bear, stomping tentacles. And then the next card that you're going to talk about is another tentacled bear.
Okay, so that's a spell called Feral Rage. For 3 mana, I can give my hero +4 attack this turn or gain 8 armor. Now, I think that spell is far superior to Mark of Yasharj. Without a beast in play. If the beast is in play, then that mark is a good card. But I'm saying if I didn't have a beast, I'd rather spend the extra mana for this spell than have that spell.
But think of it this way.
What?
That only happens one time that you can give your hero the +4 attack. It's just one turn. If whatever you give that beast or whatever a +2/+2 lasts several turns, you might be doing more damage. They're both good cards, but I'm just saying that put them both in your deck. They both serve a very good purpose.
Well, I'll use it if I have a beast deck. You'll use it if you don't. I guarantee after the first week or two you play the druid deck and you're looking to buff it, you're going to yank something out and you're going to yank that one out.
Weren't you the one who there was a mage spell and you said, gee, that would never work? And
no, I said I didn't like polymorph that much. And if you look at the current string of mage decks that are really doing well, they don't have polymorph in them. I still see polymorph.
All right, fine.
And I still think polymorph is good. And you're going to throw words back at me that I said in our first year of the podcast?
Of course I am. I'm your wife. I'm supposed to do
it
that.
It was like episode 6 I said that. And
you know,
you're throwing that back at me.
It's just something we always are supposed to say.
Okay.
It's part of the, you know, back and forth-ishness of the
show. Right, right. I see what you're saying. Anyway,
I can't always agree with you.
What do you think of Feral Rage?
I like it. I do like it. Again, I would have that in my deck. I can have up to 30 cards. I'm not limiting myself.
Yeah, but this isn't Magic where you can have 300 cards. Anyway.
Well, yeah, but if I use it with the next card...
That's what I was going to say.
That's
this card
pretty awesome.
Would be even more awesome. And I was thinking of actually crafting the next card, but I'm not playing
that,
a druid.
I but I don't play a druid. Yes. Okay, I would say the next card, when we tell people cards worth crafting, this has definitely got a 2 thumbs up. It's
for a druid, yep.
For a druid, yep. Fangirl Stranghelm, who I personally hate, from Vanilla WoW.
Fandral Staghelm.
What'd I say?
You said, I don't know, you didn't say that.
I thought I said that. We're going to have to rewind later and check.
Yeah,
but anyway, Fandral Staghelm. I don't know
Fandral
what I said.
Fandral Staghelm. Left off the R.
Fine. That guy that you used to see way up in the top of the tree was this
in
dude
Darnassus.
Here. Yes, and he was always very rude. And he's just as rude in his flavor text here. But anyway,
that's
as
right.
a card.
I got to kill him.
Yeah, we did it. And we let him out of cave, too.
Yeah, we killed him in the Firelands. Yep.
Yep. But as a card, he rocks the druid.
Yeah, it's a really good
legendary
druid ability.
Forecast and cost 3/5 card. Your choose one cards have both effects combined. You get the best of both worlds. You don't have to decide. You get this card out for 4, and all of the spells you cast that are either ors become both. I love it.
If he lives. But Feral Rage, +4 attack and 8 armor. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. I am very tempted to craft him so I could play a druid deck. I might look at the druids and see, you know, what they have as the recipes. Because I guarantee one of the recipes has him and it'll say, do you want to replace this? And I'm going to probably say, no, I think I want to craft it. I have 2,000 dust, so I could do it. And I really think this card might be worth crafting. So maybe I'll start playing a druid. Why don't you do the next one?
I will in a moment. Hold on a second.
I'm holding.
So, I'm looking at the recipes for druid right now. And the Ancient Gods is one of them. It does not have that card in it. And neither does Overwhelming Numbers. And of course, Classic Druid does not. So no, none of the recipes have him in it.
That's kind of weird.
You think they're going to be giving us more recipes, or you think they're only going to have the 3?
No,
there?
I think they're just going to do 3. I really do. I think they're
you
just
think they'll
3.
Rotate them?
Not sure. I think they'll just possibly just change expansion to expansion like they did this time.
Yep. And if you've already made one, you get to keep it.
But if you do something like I did and delete it, then you could lose it forever. I mean, I'm sure I could look it up on the web and find it.
You could
again,
probably
but,
look it up on the web and then craft it that
but,
way.
You know, I might. Yeah, I don't know. This card really tempts me to play a druid because it just is such a good card.
Druids are fun. You remember there was like a 3-month stretch that I was playing almost exclusively druid.
Yeah.
Got me decently up the ladder. It was fun. And druids have been reliable throughout the game's life. I mean, remember when the ramp druid and the mid-level druids were really rocking? Anyway, the next card is something I don't have, a rare card. Klaxi Amberweaver. So
I have two. I wish I could give you one, but they don't let us trade.
No, they do not. Four casting cost, 4/5 minion. Battle cry. If your C'Thun has at least 10 attack, gain +5 health. Interesting. Usually these cards, whatever the number is, you get the number. Like, if the warrior one, if C'Thun has 10 attack, you get 10 armor. So, I don't know why they didn't give 10 health.
10 health?
Maybe because of the casting cost. Maybe because it's so low.
I don't
know. That must be it.
Or that it's a 4/5 creature?
Yeah, the warrior one I was talking about was a 7 casting cost. 6/6.
And what kind of creature? 6/6. So,
So, okay, so they have lower amounts, but that's good. Get some diversity. Battle cry, if your C'Thun has at least 10 attack, gain +5 health. That's really not bad, and you get a 4/5 minion to boot.
True. Hey, I have a question for you. Completely
deviating
from the druid.
Let's see if they match.
Okay. If you haven't been playing Brawl, have you been playing, regular? Or have you been overwatching?
What do you mean, regular?
You know, standard decks, standard play, trying to, gain ladder and do your quests. Have you been doing that this week?
Yeah, of course. I play Hearthstone every day.
Okay, so this week compared to last week, have you seen a lot of C'Thun decks this week?
Yeah, I played one against one at lunchtime.
Okay,
those C'Thun decks take forever, like 30 minutes to play one game.
Yeah, but I was thinking that it just seemed like, it seemed to me this past week did not have as many C'Thun decks as the week before. Like maybe the craze died down just a little bit.
Well,
you didn't find that?
No, I'm finding those C'Thun cards. I mean, they don't always get their C'Thun out, but they're playing minions that buff him.
Okay. I just didn't seem... I've played
some normal
decks again. I mean,
the expansion's only out, a week and a half?
Yeah.
Tops, not even that long. So, no, the luster is not worn off yet. It's just the random number generator of your opponents.
Okay. Then my opponents haven't been playing them as much, which I was okay with. All right, the next card...
Hold on a second.
I'm holding.
So what I wanted to say was this card, how we were talking
the
about...
The Klaxi Amberweaver?
Power creep.
Uh-huh.
The Chilwin Yeti, which has been a popular card in all kinds of decks since the beginning, is a 4 casting cost, 4/5 minion. So is the Klaxi Amberweaver. Except the Klaxi Amberweaver will give you +5 health if your C'Thun is at 10 attack. So you see the power creep here, that putting things of equal value and then
right,
a little
because
bit
the,
extra.
Because the other one doesn't have an add-on. Doesn't have anything.
Right.
Doesn't do anything special.
And I used to, in the early days, before I knew better, say, why would I play this minion? He's got no special abilities. And then Micmac set us straight. He's like, no. The ability for the amount of mana is the power and toughness, definitely well worth it. And that was like one of his favorite cards. But now this one is like a Chilwin Yeti with a little oomph.
If you're playing in a C'Thun deck, yes.
Well, and it's a druid-only card still, but...
Right.
The class cards tend to have a little edge on the neutral cards anyway. But just something I noticed, that it happens to be the exact same mana cost and stats as the Chilwin Yeti.
So the next card. Hopefully you'll take the other side on this, because I'm thinking it's kind of meh. It's the Mire Keeper. It's 4 casting cost, 3/3. Choose one. Summon a 2/2 slime, or gain an empty mana crystal.
You think it's
that? I guess gaining an empty mana crystal could be good.
No, I like it. A 3/3 for 4 is, not terrible. But then you don't just get the 3/3. You have a companion 2/2 slime with it. Or extra mana, and extra mana is never... And it doesn't say gain an empty mana crystal this turn.
It right.
says you gain the mana crystal.
So you wouldn't play this on turn 10.
So, right.
You'd play the slime.
Not unless you just drew it on turn 10, but... Yeah, either way. Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. You wouldn't create the melee person one.
Right.
But you still have the slime. I think it's a pretty decent card.
Now, wait
card.
A minute.
That's a rare.
If I gain an empty mana crystal on turn 10, wouldn't it give me 11 temporary? No, I've used 4 to keep it cast it out. I'm working
that.
On that forbidden ancient, you know? But maybe it would empty one. I don't know.
No. Will you stop
making stuff up? No, we don't want it empty.
Up?
All right, go to the next card.
But it's a rare card. I think it's decent. And again, play it with Fandral, or Fandral, as you would say.
Fandral.
And then you
I
get
just,
a slime.
My enunciation, where I enunciate.
You get the slime and mana. So I like the card.
I'd definitely
play him if I had Fandral.
Okay, for a slimy mana. Gotcha.
Okay, so you want me to talk about the next one?
Yes, sir.
All right, I like Arakoa. I don't know if I like the dark one, though. For 6 casting costs, a 5/7 minion, Dark Arakoa, a common card, white gem, with taunt. And the battle cry is, give your C'Thun +3/+3, wherever it is.
Wherever it is. I like it. It's a good card. Especially in a C'Thun deck, because it's giving it a 3/3. That's one of the most I've seen. But I like the fact that it's a 5/7 taunt. I like taunts.
And
taunts are good.
7
and a 5/7,
is a pretty tough thing. And 5?
It's not going to die right away, and it does a lot of damage when somebody tries to take it down. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody's got to throw 3 or 4 minions at that to kill it because they have no spells to take it out. They're all going to die to it.
So it's definitely a decent card, even if, you know, you don't have your C'Thun or your C'Thun is in the graveyard already. It's still worth playing it. Because sometimes C'Thun does die. It happens occasionally.
I like it.
I do too.
You want to do the last one, which is Epic?
Epic. It is Wisps.
This is very funny.
Wisps of the Old Gods. 7 casting costs. Choose one. Summon 7/1/1 Wisps or give your minions +2/+2. Either way, awesome card. Can fill the side of your board. Or can pump up your creatures. And you know what? The little faces in the wisps?
Yes.
That's what you see in Warcraft when those little shiny lights are bobbing around. If you look really careful. And the pets.
But they're not as scary.
No, they're not as scary. These are kind of scary faces. But Wisps of the Old Gods is, of course, a pun to Whispers of the Old Gods. It's cute. I think it's a good card. What do you think?
Well, imagine having Fandral out and you cast this and you get 7 wisps.
That are 3/3?
No, but, you know, I don't know if they'd take place at the same time. So if you have other minions on the board, they'd get +2/+2 and it would fill the rest of the board with 1/1.
Depends on how it comes out.
No, they're simultaneous. I
have 2 of them, so maybe I will craft Fandral to test this.
Yeah, I don't think they would come out with 7 wisps that are 3/3s. I really don't. Because it's happening simultaneously. It's not one happens and then the other happens. Because what if it's the 2/2 that happens before the wisps come? No, it's not going to happen. But, as I said, if you have 3 minions out and then you cast this, then the 3 minions get +2/+2, and then you've got the rest as 1/1 wisps. It's a good card, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would use it more often as the give your minions +2/+2. Because by turn 7, why do I want a bunch of 1/1s on the table? Unless I've got a Savage Roar in my hand.
Let me see. The Wisps are not beasts, too. I just want to... Of course, they're not. But I just was double-checking that, too. I think it's a decent card. I do. It is a high casting cost, but it fills your board. Or it pumps your creatures. So even though it's a high casting cost, sometimes you only need to get 1 point across to win a game. Of course, they don't have charge, but I mean, this could turn the game.
Yeah, but a whirlwind or a blizzard or an arcane
Phantom
blast,
knives.
There's so many things that can take them out so fast. But again, Savage Roar is give your characters +2 attack this turn, but it doesn't give them charge. So they'd have to survive to the next turn before they could even use that spell to make them valuable.
Interesting card. It needs some thought. So we finished the druid cards. That's all the druid cards.
Yeah, and they didn't give us a lot per class.
Right. And since we started talking about them and you crafted two cards specifically for the hunter, let's pop over and do druids
No, they were specifically for the hunter deck, not specifically for hunters.
Okay. But there's... Oh, I see. So the other card that you crafted wasn't even a hunter card.
No, it was not.
Oh, I got it. Well, do you want to do these anyway?
Sure. Why not?
I think this very next one is a dedication card.
Yeah, that's an homage to the first
yes.
Hearthstone champion.
Mm-hmm. Firebat, otherwise known in this game as the Fiery Bat. I mean, really, what else could it be?
Yeah, and did you see its flavor text?
I am about to. Its flavor text. He'll always be our first. Aww!
So, there's no question that this is an homage to Firebat.
That's not... really pretty awesome. So, yes. One casting cost, 2/1 creature. It's a beast, of course. It's a hunter. Death rattles to deal 1 damage to a random enemy.
Just kind of like the Elven Hunter, except that it's random.
Yeah, but it comes out as a 2/1 instead of a 1/1.
Mm-hmm.
It's still got a succeed.
And it's a beast. So it there's a beast. Possible synergy.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got, what is that, the boar that gives every beast that comes out charge right away,
no,
you can actually...
That's a wyvern.
Really?
There's no boar that gives... There's a wolf that gives your other beast 1/1.
No, charge.
Boar that gives charge?
Hold on a second.
No, that's a kodo that gives them charge.
Okay, the kodo.
Learn your zoology, woman.
There's a creature that gives all your cards charge. So if you have that creature out and call these out, then in theory, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can charge.
I suppose.
All right, fine. Do the next one.
Just trying to find the card that it was, but I can't multitask anymore. I'm too old for it. My brain is going. All right, let's go back to the cards. I'm flipping throughout. There's so many cards now, and I have to keep resetting. All cards, old god cards, crafting mode, not crafting mode. All right, now we were in old guards. We were in hunter. You did fire bat. On the Hunt is the next. 1 casting cost spell. Deal 1 damage, summon a 1/1 Mastiff. I don't like it. It's common. I don't like it. I suppose it can be useful, but I'm not a fan. What about you?
I'm still looking up the charge. I thought if you type in the
Focus.
Word charge, it would show you all of the cards that.
You're in crafting mode, though. Take yourself out of crafting mode because it's a basic card I think you're looking for. In any event...
Tundra, Rhino, all your beasts have charge.
Oh, it's a Rhino. It's not
okay,
even
so we're both wrong. So that, and it's a Hunter card. So it's a 5 casting cost, 2/5. All your beasts have charge. So I don't know what the point was. I was even trying to make because it was the fire bat we were talking about. And I was
You were like, if you had a...
So it wouldn't
die
that
the beast
fast.
Out, if you had the beast out, they gave it charge. So
right. So if you have your Tundra Rhino, if you have your Tundra Rhino out, then you can do 2 damage immediately, and you don't risk that 1 point dying quickly.
Stay tuned at a future turn while Blacklace talks about her Tundra Rhino Fiery Bat deck.
Right. I'm gonna bet. Just do a deck dedicated to these 2 cards.
Now let me get
to yes, on
if
the
you
hunt.
Had looked in the chat room, Ringo had already said what it was.
I unfortunately can't tile my computer, so thank you, Ringo. Anyway. Yes, on the hunt, deal 1 damage, summon a 1/1 Mastiff for 1 point of damage. 1 casting cost. Yeah, why not? Yeah. I mean, if I need to throw an extra card in there and I want to do something fast, yeah, that's not that bad a card. I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Carry and grab. 3 casting cost, 2/5. That's it. It's a 3 casting cost, 2/5. Not so bad. It doesn't take a lot to call it out, and it does take a little bit more to kill it. And then, of course, you can pump it up with other cards. So it's a nice, simple card. You don't always have to have something wicked awesome come out every single turn. Of course, it's nice too, but no, it's a good filler card.
And you jumped ahead. I wasn't really finished with this.
Oh, let's go back to On the Hunt.
So, Arcane Shot gives 2 damage for 1 mana. I think I'd rather have that than do 1 damage and have a 1-1 minion that's going to die very quick. And that's just my opinion. And even that I don't use too much anymore. Hmm. Anyway, it's a common card. I mean, if you're a new player and you got this card, sure, I would use it. I haven't actually seen any... No, you know what? I'm wrong. I had one hunter play this against me. So
how did it do? I haven't seen it. How did it do?
Well, he killed a 1-1 with the deal 1 damage, and then he had a Mass Devout. So it didn't last long, but he did have a 1-1 on the board. So it's an early card.
Yeah.
It's after the first couple of turns, I don't see it being very useful, but. Only not because the card sucks. It's that there's so many better cards now. That's the thing.
Yeah, but it's one casting cost.
When
it's
collection
fast.
Grows this big, you have to start making hard choices and say, this is a fun card, or this looks pretty neat, or this might work well. But then you default to something that's better. So I'm not saying this is a bad card. I'm just saying there are better.
Hmm.
I mean... The Fiery Bat deals 1 damage to a random enemy. It's a 2-1. It costs the same. It's a minion versus a spell. You know.
Well, maybe if you think of it as the standard versus wild, you're not... I mean, it's one of the newer cards, so you might be replacing other cards that, you know, are no longer playable because it's now standard and this is allowed and some of the others aren't. If you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And, okay. Let's move on to the Carrion Grub. By the way, I have Fiery Bat in gold, and it looks really cool in gold.
Aw, neat. Now, I kind of already did the Carrion Grub. As I said,
yeah.
three casting costs, two five beasts. Why don't you go on and do the next one?
There's, like, nothing special about that at all.
No, but it's, again, it's hard to kill.
Five is a good body.
Yeah,
five
it's harder to kill.
Five is a good body for 3.
Yep.
Okay, the Forlorn Stalker. And this is key to that Whispers of Death card deck. 3 casting cost, 4/2 minion. Battle Cry, give all Death Rattle minions in your hand +1/+1. I actually got to use this card, and it was pretty fun. I had 3 Death Rattle minions in my hand, including the Savannah Lion. So my Savannah Lion, which is big as it is.
Isn't it a 6/6 when it comes out or something?
6/5, I think.
6/5, yeah.
And it came out with +1/+1. That was pretty
nice.
Awesome. And then I had a little minion. I don't remember what it was, but it wasn't quite so little because it had the +1/+1. I like this card. It's a rare. And I don't... Obviously, it's not great without it being in a Death Rattle type of deck. But... and my Warlock Death Rattle deck, which was made up mostly of Naxx cards, is now defunct. So I guess they decided to give the Hunter the Death Rattles this time. But it was pretty fun. I'm not crazy about the 2 health, because it makes him real easy to kill. But
he's already done his thing by the time he gets out.
He has done his thing, which is absolutely correct. But if you can attack with him at least once or trade a minion, he's got 4 attack. That's not too shabby, so I like him. I don't see any real downside to playing him other than having no Death Rattle minions.
His flavor text is funny, too. He's going to leave the dying up to you, if that's cool.
Will you stop reading the...
Well, we can't always flavor text to your thingy.
You're depleting my
gig. Oh, yeah, there are hundreds of cards out there. But let me say one more thing about him. In gold, he's awesome. He's got a smoking gun.
Yeah, I have him in gold, too.
Yeah, it's really, really
funny. He does have a smoking gun.
He does.
With little embers coming out.
Yep. All right, the next card is a
recast. You get your favorite thing next.
Yeah, spiders. Thanks for that. This is not a ball of spiders or anything like that. It's just an infestation of the bloody creatures. 3 casting cost, infest. Give your minions, quote, death rattle, add a random beast to your hand. So, basically, if you infest them all, they get fleas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, basically, you have, say, 5 minions out and you cast Infest, they all get a death rattle that adds, you know, a random beast to your hand. So that's pretty cool for a hunter.
Yep, you that's also beasts. in that deck that I mentioned.
Oh, okay. Did that come out for you?
I don't recall.
Okay.
I don't recall.
Did you play it a lot or?
I played it like 4 times and 5 times maybe. I think I won 2 and lost 3. But, you know, every deck needs some practice anyway. You know, the more you play it, the better you get at playing it, because then you know what to expect. And, you know, if you make a mistake, oh, I shouldn't have cast that yet type of thing, you learn for the next time. So, So next is Infested Wolf. So there are a couple of infested things in this game. There's this, and there's an Infested Tauren, except the Infested Tauren calls out slimes, not spiders. So this Infested Wolf, 4 casting costs, 3/3 beast, death rattle, summon 2/1/1 spiders. So, yeah, and when
it's a very downed version of a Tundra line.
Yeah, and he comes out as a 4/4 if the Forlorn Stalker was played first.
Yes, he would.
So
yes, he would.
So you could see how the deck is. I wonder if they create a theme deck and then they invent cards to go in it.
Here's another thing.
Maybe they like backward engineer these cards.
If you cast Infest first and then cast your Forlorn Stalker, all of your infested minions
No.
Oh, because they're not in your hand. Never mind.
Correct.
Slapped. Okay. Never mind. I didn't say that anyway.
So now that you've ignored my theory to talk about something that doesn't work.
Thanks.
Well, what do you think? You think they can sometimes design a theme deck? And then they go and create cards to fit that deck. I mean, they came out with recipes. That's kind of a cool way to design. Instead of thinking of the cards one by one, they think of a deck, and then they say, what would be cool in this deck? And then they design it. Who knows? They probably have all kinds of design stratagems.
Yeah, I mean, I think they can come out with a concept and say, hey, this is a really good concept. Let's build cards around it. Absolutely.
I mean, don't you think they did that with C'Thun to begin with?
Yeah, definitely. Here's a concept for this creature, and let's build a bunch of cards that will pump it throughout the game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next card. Oh, yeah. Princess Huhurin. It's kind of like a Chihuahua. Princess Huhurin is a 5-cast... She's Manted. 5-casting cost. 6/5 creature, battle cry, trigger a friendly minion's death rattle effect. So this hunter deck seems to be very death rattly.
Yeah,
and casting
it's all about death rattle.
Any of the minions that are out that have the death rattles go off, obviously, without the creature dying. And
it's
then I
death
get
death rattle and beast, because you notice the infest adds beasts to your hand. And, you know, there's a lot of beasts. So you can play these death rattle beast cards, like the wolf is a beast, she is a beast. So cards that affect beasts can also, you know, be used as well.
And Infest actually will put cards into your hand. So by casting her, yeah, that means that if they have the death rattle on them, so you want to cast the Infest before you cast her.
Yeah, give your minions death rattle, add a random beast to your hand, you could get her into your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's a beast.
Yep. Yep. That's a pretty decent card. And you said you crafted her.
I did. I crafted her just for the set.
Did she come out?
I don't remember.
You didn't play that deck enough.
Ago.
You just
no,
didn't
I told
play
you.
It enough.
I only played a couple.
All right.
I had some mage and warrior quests to complete, so I didn't really have time to spend with hunter decks.
Yeah. I didn't do too well with some of my quests this week. I had tried to do them with Brawl, and some of them did really well, but I had one that was paladin warrior. And the weird thing is, there was one day I couldn't win with either. I mean, I literally lost like 7 in a row. And then the next day, I played the Paladin twice and won both times right away. So, I mean, it's really weird.
Let me ask, were you playing in Standard? I mean, in ranked or casual?
No, I was actually playing it in Brawl.
Oh, so you didn't try any of them in ranked or casual? You just tried them in Brawl?
No, I was trying them in Brawl because they're decks that I don't normally play. So I figured the Brawl was fun with all the balls of spiders.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Almost every win I've had this week, other than the ones in Brawl, have been in casual. I can't seem to win in ranked this week.
I had that last month.
I think I'm still at rank 20. I've never gone this far. I've never gone 9 days into the season and stayed at rank 20 before. Never.
I think I got to 17, but I might have dropped down again. But that was lucky. Last month, I don't think I got out of 20. I think I finally gave up and just started playing casual for the rest of the month.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been doing, casual, because I don't know what it is. The rank.
Hey, we get our card backs.
Maybe it's the change of the, the change of the expansion, and I'm just still feeling my way through. Or people have already come up with really good decks. Because I have to say 80% of the decks I'm facing are based solely around this expansion. There are obviously cards from other expansions in it, but there's a lot of... Even if they're not C'Thun decks, they're still cards from this expansion. So that tells me...
because people want the new stuff and want change. They get bored of the old stuff. That's why we keep having expansions.
But that's good. It means people are enjoying it. And, maybe those small group of players that were playing other decks, maybe they just... didn't buy the cards or don't like them, or their deck was just too good to not play anymore.
And they just haven't gotten enough of the new cards. Unlike us who saved 7,000 gold in order to buy 70 packs as soon as they hit the market.
Yeah, we did get a lot of all at once.
Yes, we did.
Next card is an epic. It's an 8 casting cost, Call of the Wild. Now, at first I was kind of ambivalent about summoning all 3 hunter companions, how good that would be, or how not good it would be. And then you realize they all synergize. So one gives the other two +1 attack, right? Or is it +1/+1? I forget. I think it's just the attack. So they're all buffed. One of them's taunt, so it protects the others, unless... No, against the spell, but it protects it from other minions and weapons temporarily. And one has charge. So it comes across immediately buffed. It's a really cool combination. And if you've got other minions out on the board that will also receive that buff, all the better. I like this card. And it may be like Ball of Spiders, where I like it and a lot of other people didn't remember how... Ugly Brute kept saying Ball of Spiders was terrible. And I eventually did take Ball of Spiders out. I like this. I think just for nostalgia's sake, as a longtime hunter, I think I would play this card forever anyway. It's not in this... I don't think it's in this new deck that I was talking about. But I love this card. What about you?
I think it's a very decent card. I really do, because it is 8 casting costs, which initially looks like it's a lot, but you're getting 3 minions out all at once. And as you said, the minions buff each other. I'm trying to find the minions it brings out. Okay, so you've got
a 4/4 bear with
5/4 with taunt. 5/4 with taunt. A 5/2 with 5/2 with charge, and a 2/4 that's just a 2/4. So for, 8 mana, you're getting a taunt, a charge, and a decent card.
Right, yeah. Because you're counting them as buffed. So that is correct.
Yeah. So I'm thinking it's really an awesome card for 8 mana, because you're not sinking all your mana into one creature that a mage can polymorph. She's got to choose from these 3 now. Or the druid, who's going to turn it into a toad, has to choose from these 3 companions. So yes, it costs 8, but look what you're getting.
Yeah,
it's a good card. Really, really, really good card. I don't have it. I wish I did. Well, if I played a hunter and wanted to craft it, I could.
And I crafted this because I didn't get one.
Now the next
card. I have one. I crafted that one and the one you're about to read.
Yeah, I had 2 of this. The giant sandworm. It's 8 casting cost, 8/8. Whenever this attacks and kills a minion, it may attack again. I've had this card come out in my hand. I've used it. I've had it killed immediately as soon as it came out by my opponent because it's nasty.
Because, that's what happened to me. The same exact thing. I cast him and then assassinate.
Boom. Oh, this has got such a big target on it because so what if he's got a 5/5 taunt? You crash into that 5/5 taunt, it's dead, and you get to go right over its head and smash him in the face with 8 more points.
You can take out an entire row of murlocs or small demons or...
Yeah, and it doesn't say it can only do it once. So if, I mean, say you've got abilities to, I don't, are there any hunter abilities that when heal something that you can actually cast a heal on it somehow?
I can't think of any off the top of my head.
I'm not sure. I can't think of them off the top of my head either. But I mean, you're coming out with 8. If somebody's got like 3 2/2 creatures, you can hit the first one, kill it, hit the second one, kill it, hit the third one, kill it, and then hit the person in the head for 8.
I know how you can get a heal in there.
Mm-hmm.
Sir Murgly Fingleton, or whatever the hell that Murloc's name is, that changes your hero power.
Right.
If it changes you to the healing power, then yes, you can heal it.
That's
kind of
luck. That's just luck. But I mean, on its own, this is like the Energizer Bunny. You can keep thwacking things with it, and it's still going to be able to probably clear the board and hit somebody for 8 in the face before, okay, you've whittled it down to an 8/1 creature because it's taken so much damage. You know what I'm saying?
And that you just hit the nail on the head for its extra special secret ace up the sleeve. Let's say there's 4 minions out there. You kill all the minions, and then you attack to the face.
Exactly. It's not just one creature and then you get to attack again. It's for every single minion you attack, you get to attack again. Awesome.
There have been expansions that I wasn't happy with the Hunter cards, but this expansion...
Yeah, it's pretty decent.
I'd say I like half of them anyway.
That about wraps it up. We're just going to stop at the Hunter and Druid, and we'll keep doing more cards next week. We'll go on to the Mage and the Paladin next week. Hopefully, we'll have some emails to read. Again, always send us, your plays of the week, your little commentaries, the oh my God, what did I really do of the week, which is also known as the embarrassing moment. Anybody who's created a new deck and isn't using the pre-made decks and would like me to try it, please. I've got dust. I can craft things. And if anybody has that druid, a deck built maybe around Fandral, send it to me.
I thought you were
going to
cast Fandral, and then you're not going to have that much dust left over.
Well, I'll wait a week. So if anybody has a Fandral deck and wants me to try it, send it to me. And I will try it out. I will craft him just for that. Which I was going to craft him anyway, so don't tell anybody. In any case, send us your decks. Send us emails saying, what you've done this week. If you've had embarrassing moments or really, really awesome moments. I got your C'Thun up to 45-45 or something like that. We'd love to hear it. Aside from that, Autumn's Vane, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, just hopefully some people got into play for free in the open beta of Overwatch. It's been using a lot of my money. We found some really cool Overwatch shirts at a GameStop
this weekend. We did.
So
we're now sporting new shorts shirts. Yep.
Yeah, and Diablo, let's see, World of Warcraft, it's finished now, so no point mentioning the Children's Week thing. But Diablo Season 6 started. So if you haven't played that in a while and you want to go play the new season, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm playing Alpha in the Alpha for Legion. I read, so this is not really a spoiler because it's out there on the news. They finally rebuilt the park, it looks like.
Oh, it's about time. It's only been 3 or 4 expansions since Blackwing killed it.
Yeah, after we're done here, I have to log in just to see if the park's been rebuilt.
Yes, absolutely. All right, so aside from that, don't forget to dust those cards if you're going to dust them, because their value is going to decrease after tomorrow. And you can find us at awhearthstone.com. Listen to us like you're doing right now. If you're listening live, we're Twitter. No, we're not. We're at twitch.tv at Holosuite Media. You can find us on Twitter at A Worthy Opponent. You can find us at awhearthstone@gmail.com if you want to send us our emails there. You can download us most of the time off of iTunes. iTunes does tend to be a little bit glitchy, unfortunately. Most of the time we get right on it and fix it, though. Follow us on Facebook or like us on Facebook, AWO Hearthstone. You can find us on Stitcher, Satellite Radio, Google Plus, A Worthy Opponent. Special thanks to Holosuite Media and the theme music provided by Awesome City Limits. And once again, thanks to MicMac for the feeds of the game that you can watch while you're listening to us live on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So everybody have a great week and enjoy the new expansion. We will talk more about the other cards next week, and I will try not to be so silly. Have a great week, everybody.
That's why they listen to you, because you're silly.
Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.